What I love seeing is people around the facilities that ARC can race having the opportunity to do that, and seeing that we're talking about stress this morning and how much working out and activity can relieve that stress as well. You think you're in a stressful situation, the last thing you want to do is go and work out. Mm. It's one of the best things you can do.
Absolutely. What happens is we use our mind all the time, every day, and we talked about being bombarded, etc., but we're thinking about things, whether that's we're interacting with people and we've got to be switched on, whether we're writing something on the computer, but we're in our heads all the time.
Yep.
And what happens when you work out? Guess what? We're using our bodies.
Yeah.
Yep. You know, and that then relieves all that stress. It just takes it out. And so I'm sure we've all experienced times where you go in, you're feeling a bit uptight or stressed or whatever. You might do a walk, you might do a run, you might do a weight session, you might have a PT yelling at you, maybe. But, and you come out and you go, wow, I didn't think about X for that amount of time. I feel much better. Yes, I'm tired, but I feel a lot better. And you can go home, you can go back to work, you can go wherever and feel more relaxed, and you're actually functioning better.
I think it's great. And I love seeing people in that, obviously, in that zone when they've come out of a workout. You can tell the difference of people going in and coming out when you're around the place a lot. But there's some exciting stuff happening. We've sort of touched on it a little bit.
Yeah.
For the people that sort of are at the centre or they're able to be part of the centre, we sort of know what's going on. But for a greater audience, they don't know what this big news that's happened. A part of the tender process that we went through, and the centres were able to stay as one, and part of this rebranding now is very much about bringing all the centres together. So now's a great time to be able to let our listeners know what's happened.
Yeah, you're spot on, Daz, absolutely. So people may or may not know, there was a massive tender. It was big in the industry and very, very competitive. Came out last November for Casey Ark, the management and operation of Casey Ark, Casey Race and Doveton Pool in the Park. And luckily we, you know, put in a magnificent tender, and we were lucky enough to be successful. So as of yesterday, the new term started.
Uh-huh.
And part of what we put forward is this concept. To me, it's a philosophy that then has implications for how we run our centres, called One Casey.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the One Casey philosophy, and if you can imagine a pyramid, okay, we've got a pyramid, and at the base is a vision, and we call it our one vision, and that's the City of Casey vision of Australia's most livable city. All right, so that's what we're trying to help the City of Casey achieve. Over that, in the next layer of the pyramid, is one community, and we feel we're part of that, of the community. We have around 470 staff. Sorry, I'll go back. We have about 750 staff.
Okay.
Geez, I got that right finally. About 750 staff here in our Casey facilities.
Apologies for the 300 people that probably haven't got a job after today. It's 1,100 to 400 now.
Yeah,
we haven't told you that news yet. Yeah, Barry will talk about that a little bit later on.
But 75% of them minimum live in Casey. So we have a major presence just by our staff in Casey as well as our community work. Then we've got one team. So we've got one vision, one community, one team. And that's about all of the YMCA staff working together with the City of Casey in one team to deliver the outcomes that the City of Casey want. And those outcomes are around what's called the Municipal Public Health and Wellbeing Plan. And the first two aspects of that are healthy eating and healthy or an active lifestyle. And so we're zeroing in on that. The next one is around every one person. And that's where the focus is on. So we want to be able to provide a One Casey experience to every single person that lives in Casey. Now, that might be through them coming to Casey Ark or Casey Race as a member, learn to swim, or maybe using the sauna or spa. Mm. It may be someone using Casey Stadium. It might be a gymnast.
Mm-hmm.
It could be someone using our childcare as well. But it also could be through our community work, like our Men of Doveton work, school work through the Evolve program, our violence prevention program through our MATE program. It could be many, many different ways of interacting with us. So we want to sort of touch everyone's life to achieve Australia's most livable city. So what does that look like for the punter out there that comes along to our centres? Well, not a lot initially.
Okay.
For our staff, we're going to a much more, all centres have operated independently, although we certainly talk a lot and work together, but independently in the past. We're now going to a management structure that will go right across all of our centres. And so we want much more consistency across our centres. And we want, if someone comes into Casey Race, we want them to have the same experience when they go to Casey Arc. Mm. We want them to have the same experience when they go to Endeavour Hills Leisure Centre. So we want that experience to be the same. And so we're at the moment putting in a whole new structure right across Casey to try and facilitate that. Another change will be uniforms. We're going to change all of our uniforms. Not all, most of our uniforms. And I say only most because our lifeguards, for example, have to be in the yellow and the orange.
Yep.
So we're not going to change those. But all of the new uniforms, they're going to be different colours and they're going to be branded with the One Casey brand. We took over yesterday the cafe at Casey Race, and it's going to be branded a One Casey cafe. So you're going to see that branding. You're going to get magnificent coffee, healthy food, and it's all being done through our cafe at Casey Stadium, it's an amazing cafe, Kat Run. You've met Kat.
Yeah.
And she runs an amazing place there at Casey Stadium, and she's going to take that to Casey Race. As of August the 18th, we'll be taking over the cafe at Casey Arc as well, in discussions with the City of Casey taking over a small coffee shop just outside Endeavour Hills Leisure Centre. Mm. So where, our catering or our cafe area is going to build, and it's all around that One Casey experience as well of having great coffee as well as healthy eating. And look, there'll be a number of things over a period of time that will be happening. One thing that I'm really excited about is what we're calling our Active Communities team. And, like yourself, Daz, and you, Cindy, you go up to our health club to do activity.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's great. And for years we've been providing that service. But how do we get activity out into the community? Not everyone, as we know, can afford to come to our health clubs.
Mm.
So how do we take that activity, those well-being benefits that people can experience, out into our community? And so we just last week appointed a gentleman by the name of Matt Frost, who's from YMCA in Wodonga. He's coming down to take over our Active Communities team, and he'll be, using our existing infrastructure in our health clubs, but taking it out to the community. So there's going to be lots of different changes over the journey. Initially, you won't see much, but it will be happening, definitely.
I think that's the big difference, isn't it? We speak quite often about the difference that the Y makes versus a normal gym, and other gyms have their place in the market. We know that, but it's all the extra things and all the extra activities that YMCA do through Race Arc and Endeavour Hills with the community, engaging with people, that make it so different and so unique. And that's why, we enjoy our partnership with you, Baz, and the centres, and it makes it quite a unique partnership. But it's educating the community of exactly the deep level of work that you do with them, and that's really important.
I think we're both here to help the community, both the radio station and the YMCA, and that's what we're about.
I can hear the whirring out there in the car park as the propellers go. And chopper's ready to lift off and head over to Nowra Warren, on route to Nowra Warren. So we appreciate Baz coming in at a very chilly 1 degree.
Yes, it is.
As
Stop
Cindy would
it.
Say.
It's 1 degree.
1 degree.
Stop it.
1 degree. look forward to catching up with you next week, Baz. Try and stay warm.
Will do. Thanks, guys.
21 minutes past 7. Extra butter, Cindy and Daz.